is a recording for the Bill Thorne Teleconference with National Retail Federation, Sunday, November 25th, 2012, scheduled for 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding. We now have our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of our speakers' presentations, we will open the floor for questions. Instructions will be given at that time on the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn this afternoon's conference over to Bill Thorne. You may begin, sir.
Thank you very much, Chantel, and thank you all who are on the line for joining us this Sunday afternoon, so close after a big weekend for retailers, and I hope that you all had a very nice Thanksgiving with your families. I'd like to give a special thanks to our friends at Big Insight, Pam Goodfellow, who's on the line with us. She's the Consumer Insights Director at Big Insight, and our research partners. They've been up working hard over the weekend to get us these numbers. I believe that they're as impressive as we've seen. And I've also got with me Matt Shea, who's the president and CEO of the National Retail Federation, to talk about that. And so, Matt, I'd like to go ahead and kick it off, if I could, and get started with, we know what probably everybody's first question is, Thanksgiving Day shopping. You've talked to a lot of our leadership. You've seen the numbers. How do they feel about how the weekend is wrapping up?
Thanks, Bill, and good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us as we head into the Cyber Monday Eve. I think the only way to describe the Thanksgiving openings is to call them a huge win. In that regard, I guess lots of people won this weekend. It wasn't only Notre Dame and Ohio State and even our hometown, Washington Redskins, but retailers and consumers both won on this weekend and especially on Thanksgiving as well. And I think what we saw this year was a continuation of the trend that we've seen the last couple of years with Thanksgiving, that it's really becoming an extension of the day's activities and that the people that are going out shopping on Thanksgiving night in many instances are not singles or even couples, but whole families are going, and as a result, the people that are out that night and then continuing on the next day are shopping not just electronics or apparel or one particular section of the store. They're really shopping the whole store. So it's becoming more and more of a tradition. It's becoming something that consumers are really responding to. The retail promotions are proving to be well worth it for literally millions of holiday shoppers. Specifically, this year, 35 million people shopped on Thanksgiving Day, which is up pretty impressively from 28 million last year. And our projection is over the entire weekend that 247 million shoppers will have been out over the weekend, which is up by more than 9% over last year when the number was closer to 227 million. Now, if you're all quickly scratching that out and doing the math and saying, wait, there's only 300 million people in the United States, this is individual shoppers on multiple days. So if you went out on 4 days, you could be counted four times. But it's an impressive increase. There were more people shopping every single day of the weekend. And as we've said, really, in the last couple of months, in the lead-up to the kickoff to the holiday season, Black Friday is a little bit different than it's been historically. But it's certainly not dead. Our survey found that 64% of shoppers were in the stores and on websites on Friday. That's the highest percentage of any of the days of the weekend. There's still a very big demand for specific Black Friday bargains. And we know that Black Friday is more than a day for deals, too. It's really a tradition that millions have enjoyed for decades. Really, you know, for 75 years since the chairman of Federated Department Stores, Fred Lazarus, personally lobbied Franklin Roosevelt to make the fourth Thursday of the year of November Thanksgiving. There's been a strong correlation between retail and Thanksgiving and the kickoff to this season. So retailers are going to continue pulling out all the stops on Black Friday to impress their customers and to get them out and get them excited and to officially launch the holiday season. And there's no sign that that's going to end anytime in the near future.
You know, what about when people actually shopped on Thursday and Friday? What does that research show?
Well, that's another area that's up pretty dramatically and pretty impressively over the past few years. You know, retailers really started to test drive Thursday openings in 2009. And in that year, about 3% of the people that shopped over the holiday weekend were out by midnight on Thanksgiving night. And in 2010, that expanded. And so in 2010, it was closer to 10%, 9.5% of holiday shoppers were out by midnight on that weekend. And then last year, the number was all the way up to 24% of the folks that were out over the weekend were out by Thursday night, midnight. And this year, that number is going to be 28%. So, again, we've seen another big increase. Now, you know, it tripled, and then it more than doubled, and then it was 24%, now 28%. But that is a huge number. 10% alone of the folks that were out over the weekend were out by 8 p.m. on Thursday night, and there were steady streams of crowds that followed those openings into Black Friday. I think, in part, what we know is happening is that retailers are responding with these openings to what they know is a great deal of couch commerce that was taking place on Thanksgiving Day. From 2003 to 2010, Thanksgiving Day was the single busiest online shopping day of the year until last year, 2011, when Cyber Monday overtook it. So retailers are responding to that, and they were some of them open earlier on Thanksgiving night. Customers responded. But late Thursday night shopping wasn't the only busy time for retailers. It's pretty clear there are plenty of people who like to skip the sales Thursday night or even sleep in on Friday morning and arrive at the stores much later in the day. And 36% of those out over the weekend said they were not at stores until 10 a.m. or later on Friday, in fact, that's when we were out. We were out Friday afternoon, and that is why many companies, many retailers are offering promotions really in waves that go by day part throughout the course of the day, and that's starting to spread out what used to be only Black Friday and used to only be bricks and mortar retailers. A couple of years later, it was Cyber Monday, and that was really only pure play. And now what we're seeing is really a five-day weekend that starts Thursday and will end tomorrow. And it's, you know, pure play retailers playing on Black Friday. It's bricks and mortar people in a big way playing on Cyber Monday. And the entire week is really getting extended with these special promotions that are going in waves. And we saw a lot of that on Black Friday in particular.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about that couch consumer and what we anticipate for tomorrow. But we know that consumers are planning to be a bit more cautious with their holiday budgets this year. What do they spend this weekend, according to the survey?
This is the Super Bowl, or if the holiday season is the Super Bowl, then this is our version of March Madness. And this weekend is just as big for holiday shoppers. A significant portion of their budget is going to be spent just on this weekend. And what we saw was spending per person grew to about $423 per person, which is up from less than $400, $398 last year. So that's a 6% increase in spending on a per person basis. Total spending for the weekend is going to reach almost $60 billion. It'll be $59 billion, and that's up from $52 billion dollars spent last year on this same weekend, which is an increase of almost 13%. It's 12.8%. That is phenomenal growth. Having said that, you know, we've been out in the field quite a bit since Labor Day with big research, big insight, and looking at what customers are thinking. We know that between 65 and 80% have at some point identified overall economic conditions, the fiscal cliff, as the kinds of things they're taking into consideration before they make these holiday expenditures and investments. And we know that almost two-thirds of consumers this holiday season are going to pay with cash. Now, they're either going to pay with cash or they're going to pay with a debit card, which is the same as cash. So one way or the other, at the moment, it appears that consumers are trying to avoid the acquisition of goods, you know, by the extension of further consumer debt and more credit. They're just really trying to avoid that for now, and we'll see how that holds as we get closer to the year. But two-thirds paying with cash is pretty significant when it comes to holiday spending. And again, the economic concern is still out there, as are political concerns. I think most of the folks that 65 to 80% that have identified economic conditions generally, or the fiscal cliff in particular, might not be able to articulate every element of the fiscal cliff that's going to happen at the end of this year if Congress and the administration can't come to some agreement. So they may not be able to define it in a very nuanced way, but they certainly know that it's part of the headline. They know that it is a significant issue. And so for that reason, I think people are more prepared to now, this holiday season, spend what they've got and look for value because of the uncertainty about what might happen for next year. And value isn't just price. It's really defined in multiple ways, as we've seen this evolving consumer over the last several years, and it might be quality or convenience, any number of other elements. And so consumers are really doing a lot of research, looking for the things they want, doing real comparisons before they check off too many of the items that are on their holiday shopping list.
Yeah, we know some of the reason given for opening on Thanksgiving evening by the brick and mortar stores was to reflect that growth in terms of the people that were shopping online on Thursday and providing them with that option. So since we're talking about online, what do we know about shoppers who spent time online over the weekend?
Well, there's no question that online is a real bright spot in the retail industry. And I think we should, you know, have a lot of clarity around this. When we say online, that's Walmart.com, Macy's.com. You know, that's not only, the pure play sellers, and in fact, it's not primarily the pure play sellers. Obviously, the bricks and mortar presence online is much more significant in the aggregate than the pure play online presence is. And I think, you know, what we're seeing is that retailers have now really integrated the entire shopping experience, so customers get the best of all worlds, whether the world is in the store or online, or in a catalog, or on a tablet, or mobile, or, you know, mass media, print, advertising, all those things. And retailers really now have achieved a level of sophistication that allows them to really create and deliver a consistent experience across all those platforms. I mean, really achieving true brand fidelity so that wherever you are engaged with a retailer, you're able to get the exact same experience and get it the way you want it, how you want it, when you want it. And I think that really reflects the fact that the consumers are increasingly channel agnostic. I mean, they really don't care about which way they get engaged with a retailer and how and when they do it. They just know that when they want to have that experience, that's where and when they want it. And so companies have had by, of necessity, to really blur the lines between what happens in a store and what happens on the web or online or on a laptop. And I think retailers have done a terrific job of offering great deals that provide value to all their shoppers. The survey this year includes data about the days that people shopped online, and this is the first year that we looked into this, and really a direct response to what we're hearing from our members. For the first time, and I think pretty significantly, we've reached that tipping point where more than half of those who are going to shop on this weekend say they shopped online. Last year, that number was 48% of holiday shoppers did some of their shopping online. This year, that number is going to be more than 50%, probably 52% or more. So we've crossed that threshold of a simple majority of shoppers who are now doing their shopping online. And significantly, they're doing pretty impressive purchases online. Much as a third or a fourth of what they're buying online. So in the aggregate, you see it's driving up. Now it's going to be, 20% of overall sales are going to be done online. Half of those who've done this online, I think, have made it pretty clear that for them and for retail more broadly, Black Friday is more than just a one-day event. As to the point a minute ago about this really becoming an entire week or five-day weekend, it spans the web and it spans stores more than just that one day, and retailers are figuring out how to meet that kind of expectations. More than a quarter, as we discussed before, were out on Thanksgiving Day, and a similar number were shopping online on that day, really demonstrating the level of so-called couch commerce that takes place. And spending increases online are up pretty significantly as well. The average person this year is going to spend $172 online, which is up 14% from $150. One CEO of a very large, primarily online, although blended kind of company, emailed me earlier today saying consumers are spending in all cap lines. Online and mobile sales are definitely increasing. And the comment here is that mobile growth is exponential due to both smartphone and tablets. And it's being driven both by impulse price points and gadgets with higher price points, gift items, any number of technology kinds of items. So I think it's safe to say that we cannot overstate the impact that mobile is having this year.
I think that same email indicated that what shocked them was the number of people that were actually doing their purchasing online with their tablets. And they said, we're ready to change, create a new day on Thanksgiving called Tablet Thursday.
Right.
But Cyber Monday, tomorrow, will it be as big of a day as expected, given that there were so many shoppers online this weekend?
I think that everyone that I have spoken to and heard from feels very bullish about tomorrow, that the momentum from this weekend is going to continue into tomorrow. I think we should also be pretty clear that all of the retailers that are up tomorrow, virtually all of the retailers up tomorrow, bricks and mortar, pure play, everyone that plays on Cyber Monday, has held back some special deals only available for tomorrow. So there's still a significant amount of excitement about what's available for tomorrow, and shoppers are, I think, looking forward to that. So despite the record levels of online spending over the weekend, I think there's still a great deal of opportunity to capture market share and wallet share tomorrow. More than 129 million shoppers plan to be online tomorrow, which is up from 122 million last year. And like Black Friday, Cyber Monday just continues to get bigger. Some companies have already started offering the cyber deals, but as I mentioned a moment ago, I think most consumers now have been educated to the point that they know there's a unique day in this five-day weekend that's really the best day for online deals, and that's tomorrow, Cyber Monday. 85% of the retailers that are going to be participating tomorrow are going to offer some kind of a special deal. One of the most popular deals we'll see, of course, an always popular element of what goes on Cyber Monday is free shipping, really without any kinds of conditions. 44% are going to offer this, up from 12% last year. So that's one that, you know, the way it's being driven by consumer demand and expectation, you see it quickly going from an incentive to a requirement. But at the moment, there's still any ability to distinguish yourself from the competition. So that free shipping, you know, will soon be the norm and not the exception. And tomorrow we'll be doing the same thing we did over this weekend, which is talking to executives in companies and talking to consumers to get actual results for Cyber Monday shopping. And we'll release those numbers with definitive answers about the number of people who shopped and said they did shop, not just were going to shop on Cyber Monday, later this week on Wednesday the 28th. We'll put those numbers out, so three more days till we get that to you, and hope that everyone will stay tuned for that, because I think we'll have another set of impressive numbers and some more good news for the overall health of our economy.
I think it's probably a good segue to turn this over to Pam Goodfellow. Again, she's the Consumer Insights Director at Big Insight. We've been keeping her busy and going back into the field with the Cyber Monday results, I think, is going to really produce some interesting statistics given what's happened in years past and the trends that we're seeing over this period of time. But, Pam, I think generally people assume that it's big ticket items like TVs, smartphones, and tablets that people are looking for on Black Friday weekend. But I understand that the data really paints another picture. Can you give us some detail about what the consumer was actually purchasing this weekend?
Sure. And I just wanted to say thanks for having a big insight on the call today. Yeah, talking about TVs and smartphones and tablets, those are kind of generally thought of as the big doorbuster deals, the things that bring shoppers into stores. And while they do that, there is actually a perennial favorite, which is apparel, and that was the weekend's most popular item to purchase. About 58% of Black Friday weekend shoppers purchased clothing or accessories, and that was up 7 points from a year ago. But the other hot categories were about stable compared to 2011. And those categories included toys and electronics and media like books and DVDs and CDs and those types of things. What was really interesting about, this year's data and what we found with what people were buying was that the big mover this year was gift cards. Nearly a third of shoppers purchased gift cards over the weekend, and that was up 40% from last year. Now, I think that's pretty interesting given that, you know, we typically think of gift cards as the perfect last-minute purchase and, you know, not that 3 a.m. doorbuster on Black Friday. But, you know, you have to remember that gift cards really have three things going for them. They're at the top of wish lists. Everybody wants a gift card. And two, they're considered still a practical gift in an uncertain economy. You know, the recipient can buy what they need or what they want, and so to the purchaser, that's money well spent. It's not going to be a sweater that just gets thrown in the drawer and maybe not worn. But the third thing about gift cards to remember is that the incentives that merchants are offering are becoming more creative and even more prevalent. So it's not just about spending a $50 for just a straight $50 gift card anymore. You know, we might receive a bonus gift card with a purchase. Restaurants are particularly fond of this kind of offering. I also saw over Black Friday weekend discounted bundle packs of gift cards. So maybe if you bought five of the same type of gift cards, you got a 20% off discount. But then merchants are also promoting, a discount on other merchandise for buying a gift card. So maybe in a grocery store, you're getting gas discounts for a gift card purchase. Or, you know, I've seen a salon offering a coupon booklet for 2013 when you buy a gift card now. So, you know, it's about these more, even more non-traditional merchants, you know, figuring out ways to promote their business over Black Friday weekend and get people to buy from them as well.
You know, we always ask about where people shop, and I think that this was a record-breaking weekend for online shopping. Am I right?
Yeah. It was, you know, as Matt touched upon, you know, online is really the bright spot of the holiday season now. But, you know, actually number one this weekend was department stores. They were the top destination with the majority of Black Friday weekend shoppers headed there. We also saw a boost in clothing and accessory, more specialty stores, too, and I think that has a lot to do with, you know, the boost we saw in apparel purchases. But, you know, you are right. For the first time in the history of our survey, Black Friday weekend shoppers headed online eclipsed those headed to discounters. So this really drives home the kind of how important online shopping has become to both consumers and retailers. The early Black Friday, that's not to say that the discounters didn't count this year. They were certainly up there as a top destination as well. And I think, the combined early openings of discounters and department stores certainly set the pace for in-store shoppers this year. As Matt indicated, 28% of Black Friday shoppers were at the stores by midnight, and that's a 4-point increase from a year ago. But what I thought was really interesting is this night owl, shopping trend where we're starting on Thanksgiving and headed into Black Friday. It's really being driven on by young consumers. 40% of those 18 to 34-year-olds hit the stores between 8 p.m. on Thursday and then midnight on Black Friday. And that compares to just 26% of 35 to 54-year-olds and 16% of those 55-plus headed out on Black Friday. So it's pretty interesting.
You know, to delve a little bit deeper into the online, you can go online anywhere. So I guess we're not just talking about couch consumerism anymore. I mean, people can do their online shopping when they're walking their dog or standing in the kitchen with their smartphone or tablet. Am I right?
Right. I mean, mobile devices are really changing the kind of landscape, I guess, for e-commerce and what we think of as m-commerce. The smartphones and tablets continue this weekend. They empowered shoppers as they planned and executed their shopping missions this year. They used their mobile devices to research products and compare prices. They looked up retailer information, store hours and directions, even redeemed coupons, and, of course, made purchases. They could have been standing in line waiting for their favorite brick-and-mortar store to open, or, they're standing in the aisle facing that same product and buying it for maybe a lower price online, or even maybe at the Thanksgiving dinner table. I think how we shop for Black Friday weekend has really changed and will continue to evolve over the next couple of years.
Well, given the online shopping numbers, I gather the survey shows that consumers still have plenty of momentum to continue their holiday shopping into next week, specifically tomorrow. Is that right?
That's right. Our survey over the weekend found that we're expecting about 129 million consumers plan to head online for Cyber Monday. I just talked about the importance of mobile devices over the weekend, but we've got 20.4 million shoppers plan to head online for Cyber Monday and shop via one of their mobile devices, and that's up 14% from last year. And, of course, the use, as you might expect, the use is most prevalent among 18 to 34-year-olds. Considering the other modes you have to shop online, home computers continue as the preferred vehicle for Cyber Monday shopping. 88% plan to use their personal desktop or laptop. And then more than one in 10 plan to shop from their work computer as well. And we also found that early bird shopping will be key among Cyber Monday shoppers as we kind of scope out the deals and make sure we get what we want before they sell out. About 81% of planned Cyber Monday shoppers are planning to log in early or late morning, and that's perhaps over breakfast or before the work week gears up. But it looks like shoppers will be checking for deals throughout the day. About 60% plan to shop stock for Cyber Monday in the early or late afternoon, and that tapers off to about 48% in early or late evening. So it should be a busy day online tomorrow.
You know, taking it a little bit less to the online world and a little bit more to what we've known through the years, the big bundle of paper circulars with our morning paper was becoming a thing of Black Fridays of old, and I gather these traditional advertisements still do have an impact on shoppers.
And that's interesting. Yeah, they do. And it's interesting because when you talk about newspapers and ad circulars, and we think of those as kind of the old guard way. It's not the Facebook and the social media that we like to talk about now. And I think my Thursday morning paper weighed about 20 pounds. But when it comes to where people find their information for sales and discounts and promotions over Black Friday weekend, it was traditional advertising circulars were the top way that consumers of all ages found information, about where they shop and what they were going to buy. Emails from retailers and online searches were also key, so we there is a digital impact there. But other popular sources for information were TV ads and retail websites and just word of mouth from family and friends. Talking about social media, we did find that retailers did make a connection with their younger shopper bases. We found that 30.7% of 18 to 34-year-olds sought out deals via Facebook, and that's nearly double the amount of shoppers overall. And then younger shoppers were also more likely to consult blogs and Twitter for discounts and promotions. So there's certainly a wide variety of methods consumers use to figure out where the best deals and promotions are. But as it turns out, the traditional advertising circulars were the prime spot to hit.
Well, retailers aren't dumb, that's for sure, because if you looked at how thick my newspaper was last week and you looked at my mailbox, they knew that was the way to go. So, Pam, I want to thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and open this up for questions. Chantel, you want to give out the instructions and then we'll start that process.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'd like to open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now.
Hey, Matt, while those questions are queuing up, and this is just for about a minute, we issued a forecast going into a holiday, I believe, of about 4.1% increase. And these numbers are pretty darn good, and you've got this long period of time between Thanksgiving and actually, Christmas Day. What do we anticipate those numbers changing?
Well, like everyone else that's out in the field making these kinds of forecasts, our holiday forecast overall, the 4.1%, $586 billion, was something that we were doing in early October based on a lot of information collected in September and what we knew about the economy at that time and what we knew about the congressional and presidential elections and the fiscal cliff, et cetera, et cetera. So now that we've gotten through almost this weekend after tomorrow, and we'll look at the economic data that's come in since then. We'll have November actual numbers early in the next month. And, as I think I alluded to earlier, because of the date on which Thanksgiving falls this year, it's mathematically impossible to have a longer weekend, longer holiday week than this. So the fourth Thursday was as early as it could possibly be. That gives us a nice long selling season. It gives us one full entire extra weekend before Christmas. Christmas is on a Tuesday. So I think there's a real possibility that we'll take the data that we've collected and look at our own experiences over the last few weeks and say we might want to make an adjustment. But it's too early for that now, but I think the momentum and the trajectory certainly look very, very promising.
Goodness. All right, Chantel, do you want to go ahead and give us the first question?
Thank you. Our first question will come from Stephanie Clifford, New York Times.
Thanks. Matt, I was wondering if you could talk about on Black Friday itself, whether sales were up, and then what you saw happening in stores only on Black Friday, if you can separate that out from the online sales.
I think Black Friday sales generally definitely up, more shoppers, more total sales. In terms of the specifics about what those numbers look like, just give me one second here and I'll try to see if I can do this, and Pam probably can put her finger on it maybe even more quickly then I can. So I'm going through the raw data here. So Stephanie, I want to answer the question, but maybe Pam is in a better.
Yeah, Matt, I can jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
We don't ask about when how much shoppers spent on a certain day. We just ask the one blanket question on how much they spent over the weekend.
Okay. So, and then in terms of the split between online and in-store on Black Friday, do you have any information on that, whether in-store sales were up or down?
Yep.
No, I don't believe there was any, you know, we asked which, you know, who shopped online on Black Friday, but we didn't, you know, get at the percentage of how much they spent online versus in-store that day.
Although, okay. Sam, we do know that that overall the trajectory is significantly up, right, in terms of online this year versus previous years, the percentage of overall shoppers?
Right. This weekend, over the entire weekend, the percent of about 40% of holiday sales total were made online, and that is up from previous years, too.
And then, and what about by device? Does it does the data tell us whether it's a tablet, a laptop, a computer, a mobile phone?
No, it was online. Yeah, we know we didn't get that specific. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thanks, Stephanie.
Next question, Chantel.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Hadley Malcolm, USA Today.
Hi, I have a couple questions. The first one is I just didn't see anything about how the $59 billion. In spending this year compares to last year at this time. Do you have that?
Yep.
Yes, it was $59.1 billion this year and $52.4 billion in 2011.
Okay, great. And the other, I was wondering if shopping online means both browsing and purchasing. So those, I saw that, you know, if 47% we're shopping online on Black Friday, that doesn't necessarily mean that they also purchased online, does it?
Yes, that's correct. It's shop means browse or buy.
Okay. And then the last question, Matt or Pam, could you just talk a little bit more about how Cyber Monday compares to Black Friday and how their relationship might change in the future, especially with all of the numbers we're seeing on the online sales and mobile sales and everything like that?
Well, I'll let Pam share thoughts on specific numbers, but I think, you know, what we're going to see is that that the two become further and further indistinguishable from one another. I mean, if you go on the CyberMonday.com site, the banner ads running at the top, the biggest, the most expensive, the most frequent ads that are right there at the top are Home Depot, Best Buy, you know, throughout the entire site. You see, you know, Walmart, Walgreens, Sears, Kmart. So, and if you pay attention to what Amazon and other of the pure play, you know, eBags, anybody that's a pure play, they were doing Black Friday week specials and Black Friday specials. So, I mean, everyone is playing everywhere now. I, you know, one of the CEOs that emailed me said in the email at the conclusion of, you know, a lot of other observations that every day is Cyber Monday. I mean, every day is Black Friday. You can't think in terms of I'm going to do one strategy on this day and another strategy on the other day. You really have to do everything on every day, and Cyber Monday will ultimately become one of those days. Now, there might be things that you preserve only for that day, but in terms of the people that play on that day, I think you'll see everyone, bricks and mortar, pure play, bricks and clicks, everyone's going to play on Cyber Monday. And similarly, everyone's going to play on Black Friday. And we're going to just completely break down what has really become a distinction without a difference now, and that is, you know, a certain part of the week is primarily the province of one segment of the retail industry, and another part of the week or another day is really the province of another segment of the industry. It's not going to look like that anymore, given the level of competition and really given the way customers consumers, shoppers are driving this with their expectations about the experience they want to have with their retailers. You know, back to the channel agnostic attributes of today's consumers. You know, they don't care whether you have stores or don't have stores. They tend to look at everyone increasingly very much the same way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Chantel, next question.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Courtney Reagan, CNBC.
Great job with all this data. It's really helpful. I was just hoping, I know that the wording of a lot of these survey questions is very particular, and that's why we get a lot of different estimations, but the number that many of us were using this past weekend was that 147 million shoppers had expected or were planning on shopping, and I know that was down from 152 million the year before. So this 247 million number that you're comparing to 227 million the year before, acknowledging that some shoppers could be counted multiple times. I know I'm going to get answer questions tomorrow about how does that 47 million estimated number shake out with what actually happened. Are you able to clarify that for me at all?
Courtney, I'm a liberal arts major, so I'm going to send that over to Pam.
Hi, Courtney. I can certainly help you out with that. The number of unique shoppers this weekend was 139 million. So it came in slightly under the 147 million estimate, but it's still up from 131 million unique shoppers from last year.
Okay. Great. That's really helpful, Pam. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then my second question, if I could, I don't know if you're able to, and if you're not, that's fine. But you, Pam, I know you mentioned that department stores did particularly well. Are you able to then break out separately the online-only retailers, the retailers that do not have a physical presence, the Overstock.coms, the Amazon.coms, the Soap.coms, and how they potentially fared on either Black Friday, the weekend, Thursday? I'm just sort of looking for a point of comparison.
We don't break it out between just the online peer play and those who have multiple channels. To a consumer, a Macy's.com is the same as an Overstock.com. It's an online website, so we typically don't break out the information like that.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Pam, just the this is Matt. The numbers of folks shopping, the 139 million last year, 137, the unique visitors up 6%. That includes the folks that were out on Thanksgiving Day, or that's only the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday bit?
That was the 139 unique shoppers was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. All right, Chantel.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Arnold Carr, Women's Wear Daily.
Hi, folks. Thanks for all this data. It really is very helpful. I know I heard early in the weekend that, you know, because in the Northeast, post Sandy and all, very mild temperatures to start the weekend might have suppressed some of the seasonal purchasing as we went into Saturday and Sunday, but that as colder weather arrived, again, speaking more about the Northeast here in the middle Atlantic, temperatures turned colder. And I was wondering if you got any reads, either anecdotally or empirically, from any of the membership about whether seasonal goods improved as we got into the latter part of the weekend.
Hey, Arnie, this is Matt. I'm not going to throw myself under the bus the way my colleague did and admit that I'm a liberal arts major, but I'll try the anecdotal and we'll let Pam do the quantitative bit. I think anecdotally, I think the intuition that things got better is correct based on the things I heard from the people that have a significant presence up there in the Northeast, and some of those same retailers are the ones that were out of commission, at least in part or temporarily, because of Superstorm Sandy. That things did come back. I mean, you know, sweaters, footwear, that kind of thing was quite. Those items of apparel were very popular over the weekend, and I think as we alluded to a little bit earlier, the extended holiday selling season, you know, having those extra few days. I think is giving some of of those same retailers' confidence that any interruption in service that occurred as a result of being out of commission temporarily is going to be compensated for by the ability to sell into a slightly extended season.
Pam, did you want to take a crack at that?
Well, just talking about weather patterns in general, I was actually out shopping, and you know, I guess I can speak to this anecdotally. Here in Ohio, we were 60 degrees on Thanksgiving, and into the early morning hours on Black Friday. And if anything, I think that kind of helps bring shoppers out, it's easier to stand in line when you're not, you know, getting frostbite. I think at least for us here in Ohio, we know that, you know, the temperatures are going to cool off. So it wasn't that it was 60 degrees and we just didn't feel like purchasing sweaters. I think realistically speaking, you know, we know the cold days are coming. And so, you know, if anything, I think if the warm weather might have just helped, coax people outside and to the stores.
And
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if it helps, I don't know if Sam covered this before or not, but in terms of without attribution for region, because I don't think we've got it that way, just in terms of how clothing and clothing accessories did generally, could have been, you know, short pants and T-shirts.
Right.
But I think it was based on what's in stock, it would tend to be more of the cool weather apparel. That segment was up to, of those out shopping, 57.7%.
51.4, right?
Yeah, 51.4. So, I mean, I think that alone, now, of course, that could be offset by region, but
sure.
I think that supports the intuition that things came back some as we headed into the weekend.
And that's the projection from total weekend through Cyber Monday based on data we don't have yet, though, right? The 57.7 is a projection for the entire weekend.
Well, this is check what types of gifts you bought. I don't know, about to defer to Pam on whether that's projection for the weekend with or without Cyber Monday.
And that would be without Cyber Monday.
That's without Cyber Monday, okay. And just one last thing to check. You said the $59.1 billion in spending was against $52.4 billion last year, right, for the weekend?
Right, that's the number that's up 12.8%, almost 13%.
Right, and the increase in unique shoppers, I guess it's like that 6.6%, the 139 versus 131?
Right.
Okay. All right, thanks very much for this and for your time and indulgence.
Thank you, Art. Chantel?
And happy holidays.
And to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Stephanie Becker, Today's Show.
All right, quick question. How much has the use of mobile devices, smartphones, tablets increased over last year? Were you able to break that down at all?
Pam, I'm going to defer that one to you.
I think it was pretty flat with last year. We didn't see any kind of big spikes in doing it. We certainly have more people out with smartphones and tablets versus the year before, but they're doing about the same things with them as they were compared to last year.
So earlier you had said there was an exponential increase in the use of tablets and smartphones. I'm a little confused.
Well, I think part of that was what our member, or several of our member companies told us, as opposed to breaking it down how they were shopping online. Specifically, Matt, you got that email.
Yeah, and again, that was from a CEO of a company, and based on that experience, although I don't think it's isolated, and I think there are going to be other examples of companies. We just got, as we've been sitting here on this call, got another note from one of our other member companies about how well they had done in the single biggest online day they'd had. I got a similar one that they were up 20%. Over last year, their online sales was up 20% over last year, and that was driven primarily by mobile and smartphones. So it may be on a case-by-case basis, but based on the ones we're hearing, at least, it sounds like it's done pretty well.
Okay, so at this point, it's just anecdotal until you maybe release something on Wednesday. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got about 10 minutes left. I know we've got a few more questions. Let's just try to keep it to one and get through as many as we can, Chantel.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Mike J. Troy, Retail Today.
Matt, this is Mike Troy. You started to answer my question at the start. I was curious about whether there was anything you saw this weekend that would cause you to adjust your number, your full season forecast. And you mentioned that the momentum, the trajectory looks promising. What else would you need to see, say, in the next couple weeks that would cause you to revise something upward?
Well, this is Matt. I'll let, you know, Pam may have some thoughts. I mean, I think obviously what happens after this is there'll be a little bit of lull. We've got those extra weekends in terms of actual activity that, you know, the pattern will slow down a little bit. But, you know, if the administration and the Congress can come together on a deal in the next couple of weeks and at least come to some bipartisan agreement about a framework of how we're going to deal with the fiscal cliff and the year-end tax increases and the spending cuts and sequestration, all of those different elements, I think that would send a very positive signal to consumers and to retailers. So in terms of something that is controllable, you know, that's an example of a problem that the folks that we send here created, and it's an example of a problem that that we ought to be able to encourage the folks we sent here to resolve. So unlike the things that happen in China and Europe and other places that are outside of our control, this is one that's eminently controllable and can be fixed and ought to be fixed, and I think, you know, we all should be optimistic will be fixed. And that is certainly something that would have a very tangible effect from our perspective on the way the rest of the season would go that might cause us to further revise the numbers. And similarly, should there be an enormous breakdown in this thing and this drag on until Christmas Eve or something like that, I think there's a very real possibility that it could have, you know, similarly attendant and negative consequences for the rest of the season. And we wouldn't want to see that, but I think we'd be prepared to make an adjustment in the forecast in that scenario also, but unfortunately for all the wrong reasons.
Okay, thanks.
We have 3 questions, 7 minutes. Chantel, let's go.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Dion Hampton, Newsday.
A couple questions that I need to ask. You guys have been great up until this point, but I'm not getting last names, but the people who were talking. I hear Pam, and then the person who actually started off giving us the detailed explanations about the Black Friday shopping, I didn't know that guy's first and last name either. I'm not sure if it was Matt or not. My other question, well, somebody can get to that question, that'd be great. My other question is, as far as shopping online tomorrow, what are consumers looking to purchase? What's number one or two or top three items that consumers are looking to buy online tomorrow for Cyber Monday?
To your first question, it was Matt Shea who answered that question. And then to your second question, I'm going to turn that over to Pam, just given based on what we saw from the survey, what we can anticipate for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think just based on what people bought over Black Friday weekend, the clothing, the toys, the books and CDs and electronics, I think those are going to be bought, really bright spots for Cyber Monday. That's you know, something that, you know, we'll see for sure in the days coming when we survey again on what people actually purchased on Cyber Monday. But I think we can kind of count on those more traditional hot categories for being, hot tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Chantel?
Thank you. Our next question will come from Maria Halikas from Dallas Morning News.
Hi, I just have most of my questions have been answered, but a quick clarification. When you talked about the 2003 to 2010 couch commerce activity on Thanksgiving Day being the busiest day of the year online, did you mean only traffic and not sales, right? Because then you followed that saying until last year Cyber Monday overtook it.
All right, I'm going to throw that to you.
I'm not I'm honestly not sure what that, if that number is one of ours.
Okay, well,
We typically don't track by day like that, so I'm not sure I have those particular numbers in front of me.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Thanks, Bert. So, Chantel?
Thank you. Our last question will come from Shanley, Los Angeles Times.
Hi, just one quick question. Could you repeat the percent breakdown in age groups for Thanksgiving night shoppers and how that compared to last year?
Sam?
On Thanksgiving night, we saw that 40% of 18 to 34-year-olds were at the stores between 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving and then midnight on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So for 35 to 54-year-olds, that number was 26%.
Mm-hmm.
And for 55-plus, that was 16%.
Got it. And do you have the info handy with you for last year, what that percent breakdown looked like?
I do not have it right in front of me, but I'm sure we could get that to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We'll definitely get that to you. And I just want to thank everybody that joined us today, and we look forward to getting back with you on Wednesday with some of the results that we find from the Cyber Monday survey. And any of the data that we've discussed today can be found online at nrf.com/holidays, or feel free to call Sherry Brown or Kathy Granis at 855-NRF-PRES. Thanks again for joining us today, and we look forward to talking with you in the days ahead. Thank you, Chantel.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, this conference is now concluded. You may disconnect your phone lines and have a great rest of the week. Thank you.